Yeshaya Paraglam and Pasu Yudches, Le'ili Nishma Savi Mori Pesal Zavid Ben Avram Nata. And so the people put their trust in allies who are faithless, like Mitzrayim, and they put their trust in fast horses, which are slower than the enemies. And so the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being wasted because we reject it completely. V'lochein yichakeh Hashem lachananchem. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to delay, going to tarry in showing you chen, in showing you grace. So you reject him, why should he hurry on your behalf? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, will tarry and dawdle before your grace arrives, if it does. V'lochein yarum lerachemchem. And he will hold back from granting you mercy. Yarum, he'll hold it back. Yelokei mishpat Hashem, ashrei kol chochelo. Because Hashem is a just God. Happy are those who wait for him. So he'll forgive those who return to him. So there's an element here of the fact that if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. So that second clause is actually a promise. Schwab says that Tzaddikim of Yerushalayim didn't participate in the effort to enlist the help of Egypt in their defense. They heeded the word of the Navi. They had full bitachon. They trusted Hashem would save them, and they were ashrei. They saw the great miracle that destroyed the entire Assyrian army and saved Yerushalayim. But the people who were faithless, think about the story of Bnei Ephraim trying 40 years too soon to run away from Egypt. They didn't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, and it ended up going badly for them. You rely on your own kochi va'otzim yadi. Things rarely work out the way you hope that they're going to. Yoteski am b'tzion yeshev Yerushalayim. Because the people in Tzion will dwell in Yerushalayim. So we may be a lonely mast on top of a mountain at some points, but the time will come when we dwell in Yerushalayim. B'chol lo sivkeh, don't cry. Chanon yachnecha l'kol za'akecha. Hashem will show you grace at the sound of your cry. Kisham aso anach. And he'll answer you. He'll be oneh as soon as he hears you. Kisham aso. So unlike the people who are faithless, where Hashem delays and holds back mercy from them, those who do tshuva, those who seek out salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem won't hesitate at all. And Hashem will give you meager bread and scant water. So you're not going to be allowed, says the Mamlois, to become materialistic. You'll get basic needs. You'll get meager bread and scant water, but that's a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than punishment. And your teachers will no longer be hidden anymore. And your eyes will behold your teachers. So the Nevi'im can come out from hiding. Why were the Nevi'im in hiding? Because they were being ridiculed. They were being mocked. They were being attacked. Think about what happens. We haven't gotten there yet, but when we see Yirmiyahu HaNavi is treated abominably by the king of Eretz Yehuda, by Menashe, among others, and then treated abominably by the people after the Churban. But your eyes will see your teacher. So the Rav Schwab says that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the source of all knowledge, especially the knowledge of Torah. But another way of looking at it is that the physical teachers who were in hiding, think about Eliyahu HaNavi hiding in a cave from Achav, can come out. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Chaf, v'nasan lachem Hashem, we said that one. And now Chavalev, v'oznecha tishmano davar, me'acharecha lemor. And your ears will hear something coming from behind you, saying, zeh haderech l'chuvo, this is the path, walk along it. This is the way. Ki sa'aminu v'chi sasmi'ilu. Whether to the right or the left, their desire to hear the word of Hashem will be so great, they will even hear things that aren't even addressed to them. Understand the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends in every aspect of life. Sometimes the message isn't clear, but you hear a guiding voice, not that, this way. And their guiding light will be the voice, whether it brings them to the right, material wealth, or chisas milu, it doesn't bring them material wealth. That's okay too. As one of my Rebbeim once said, no is also an answer sometimes. Chav beiz v'timei sem esipui psilei chaspecha. You will abominate the silver plating on your idols. Ves afudas masechas zehafecha. Beautiful words. and the golden overlay on your images, you're going to say, ach, we put gold and silver on these avodah zarah, on these getchkes. Tizraim kamo dava, say tomar lo. You will scatter them afar like an unclean thing, dava. And you will say, go away. Get away from me. Ich feh. Chav gimel v'nosan metar zaracho asher tizra aswa dama. And then we're talking, Hashem will grant you rain for the seed which you sowed and planted in the ground. V'lechem tuva aswa dama. And the bread will be the yield of the earth, of the ground. V'haya doshen v'shamein. It will be rich and fat. The earth, the grain, the bread, symbols of great plenty and productivity. Yira miknecha b'yomahu kar nirchav. And your cattle will graze on that day until each one becomes a kar, each one becomes a fattened ox, just from the grazing that's available. Chavdat v'alafim v'ha'ayorim. And the oxen and the donkeys, ovdei ho'adama, which work the land, which till the soil, Belil chametz yochelu. Can't eat chametz while I am recording this in the middle of Pesach, but they'll eat a mixture of grain. Asher zore vorachas uva mizra, which was winnowed with shovels and fans. All of these agricultural tools. You can see them in Eretz Yisrael if you go to some of the religious, biblical sites. There was a wonderful kfar something, a kibbutz of sorts. It was a working farm, but it was run by people of from Torah background. So it was amazing to see all the melachos Shabbos being done right there in front of you, on a weekday, obviously. And a mizra and a rachas were all there to be seen. And it's going to be unbelievable. The world will reach a state of Gan Eden, says the Ma'am Lois. Bread, pure and edible food, will grow from the ground without needing processing. The blessing in the crops will be so great that even the animals can be fed pure grain, and everyone and everything grows fat.